Hello, good afternoon. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Are you registered to vote in south of Texas? Can you be so kind?
Yes.
Share your opinion? Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, the U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or are the chances 50-50?
Certainly.
Certainly. Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
03.
In what year? 2003?
2000, yeah.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Hispanic.
Okay, and thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden? Do you recall?
Democrat.
Thank you. You say Donald Trump, right?
No, I said Democrat.
Oh, Democrat, Mr. Joe Biden. Okay, and thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Likely Democratic.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know so we can move on. Here's the first one. Adam Hinojosa, from 0 to 100.
55.
Never heard of him? 55, okay. And Morgan Lamantia, from 0 to 100.
Never heard of him.
Okay. And Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
Michael 46.
46, okay. And Donald Trump?
40.
Okay. And Greg Abbott, from 0 to 100?
30.
30, okay. And Ted Cruz? Same question, 0 to 100?
50.
Okay, moving on. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, would you approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan Lamantia is doing as the state senator?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Some people mention Lamantia, some people mention La Mancha, but you have no, don't know who that is?
No.
Okay, moving on. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
I guess Democratic.
Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers, okay? If you have no opinion or you want to choose a different opinion than the one they give you there, you let me know, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and the Democrat Colin Allred, for who would you vote?
Democratic.
Mr. Colin Allred, okay? And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and the Democrat Roland Gutierrez, from who would you vote?
Democratic.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were the Republican Myra Flores and the Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., from who would you vote?
Democratic.
Okay. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Adam Hinojosa or the Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Democratic.
Democratic. Okay. Morgan. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some issues that people say will be a priority for the governor and the state Texas legislature. Now, for each one, please tell me, ma'am, indicate whether it's a high priority, low, medium, or not at all a priority for the governor of Texas and the state legislature. Now, the first issue, it will be supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. Will you think that will be a high, medium, low, or not at all priority for the governor and the state legislature?
Medium.
Okay. And reforming water policy, high, medium, low, or not at all priority?
Medium.
Okay. And supporting South Texas as small businesses? Same question. High, medium, low, or not at all?
I guess high.
High, okay. And ensuring access to affordable quality health care. You think that issue should be a high priority for the governor and the state legislature, a medium, low, or not at all?
High.
And supported reproductive health care choices for women. Same question, same options.
High.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for the state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
More.
More, much more, or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban? Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. And will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Somewhat likely. Hello?
I'm sorry. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Okay, let me just a moment. A candidate who supports law enforcement. Okay. Okay, moving on. Do you use the application WhatsApp?
No.
Okay. And the next question, finally, just so we can finish, just for a statistical purpose only. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democratic.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Not very strong.
Not very strong. Okay. And when it comes thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Okay. And what's the last year of school that you have completed? High school graduate, non-college, vocational trade school, some college, including 2 years college, so a degree of some college.
Some college.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Adela.
Thank you. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinion in a more and deep and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time again. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.